Welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Martha Steele, and with me is Kim Schlittler from the Best Friends of Pets. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your organization. What do you do for pets?
We help pet owners get their pets spayed or neutered. We're working to reduce the pet overpopulation problem of too many pets and not enough homes in central Oklahoma. And we have a spay-neuter assistance program that works with about 30 veterinary and nonprofit clinics.
Oh.
So that, especially for low-income pet owners where transportation might be an issue for them,
right,
there's a clinic that they can use that's close to them.
Oh.
And we also provide pet ID tags so pets can get home if they become lost.
Pets are going to get out, especially when they're in heat. They're going to really, really want to get outside. I had a neighbor whose little dog got free. And she got outside, and she had some puppies. And they really could not afford to have puppies. They couldn't afford to have her spayed, first of all. And then when she had 12 puppies, that really complicated the situation even more. So, yeah.
Right. And with our spay-neuter assistance program, we actually help with the cost. And because we know how expensive it is, we know cost is the biggest barrier to having a pet spayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And through our spay-neuter assistance program, we target low-income pet owners receiving Medicaid, DHS, or SSI benefits or meeting our low-income guidelines.
Okay.
And they can have a cat spayed or neutered for $10 and dogs for $20. And then we supplement the additional fees that we pay to the clinics that participate with us.
Oh, so you raise the money in order to help these pet owners take care of keeping their pet healthy by spaying and neutering them.
Exactly. One thing that obviously spaying and neutering eliminates any litters of puppies and kittens.
Right.
But as you said, with the girls trying to get out, the females trying to get out, and also the male dogs
roaming
and cats
around,
come
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
where the in-heat female is. So you eliminate that behavior. When you get the boys neutered, they're not looking for the girls in heat.
Right.
It also helps with spraying.
Okay.
Cats will spray. And biting, it greatly reduces the number of dog bites. Dogs
really?
More,
I did not know that.
Male dogs are more prone to bite when they are not neutered.
Okay.
And a lot of these are issues that people may give up their pets thinking that they can't solve the issue, so they give them up. When actually, when they spay or neuter, that solves a lot of those issues.
Oh, so it's definitely something to look into if you are in one of the low-income brackets, that you could go in and get some assistance from the organization called Best Friends of Pets. 23,000 dogs every year in the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter. That's a lot of cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, exactly. And that's actually coming down over the years. That number is coming down, and it's still an astronomical number.
And more than 7,000 had to be euthanized?
Yes.
And that's because there just isn't enough. There's not enough resources. So they can't keep the dogs in the shelters long enough, a lot of times, to find them a home. Or they just plain don't have room for them.
Right. And there aren't enough people coming in to adopt,
right.
especially as we get into the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are home from school. The gates get left open. The doors get left open. The pets get out. And they end up at the shelters.
Right.
So many things happen that the shelter gets so full, they have to euthanize.
Right.
And it's not their problem. It's a problem that we as community residents have created, and they're there to
as pet owners, we have to take responsibility for the pregnancy of our pets.
And also keeping them indoors and keeping
right.
them behind gates and fences and things so they don't get out.
Right. So if you prevent the births of unplanned puppies and kittens, or reduce that behavior that makes them pets that aren't necessarily that pleasant to be around, then you're solving the problem before it becomes out of control.
Exactly. And there are states on the East Coast, the West Coast, that they have done such a good job with their spay-neuter programs that they have greatly reduced the number of cats and dogs that enter the shelters, which obviously means fewer cats and dogs are being euthanized. Oh. So it does work. It does work.
So in 2015, 6,671 cats and dogs were spayed and neutered. Is that right?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes, yes.
And what exactly does SNAP stand for?
Spay-neuter assistance program.
Pretty darn easy. So you're going to be able to find out more information about that. Is there a website that people can go to?
Bestfriendsofpets.org. It's very easy to find us. I'd like to add that in addition to our low-income assistance, we also help the general public up to a certain income level.
Okay, so if you wonder if you maybe qualify for this program, it's a good idea to check into the details because you never know. You might qualify, and it would be a great way to keep things under control. It's difficult when you're dealing with a whole litter of puppies or a whole litter of kittens, not only for the family, but for the pets as well.
Exactly. And some people, there's this weird notion that people who need money will have litters to sell the puppies and or kittens. And actually, if you have a litter and you raise them properly and keep them for 8 weeks, which is the best for the puppies and kittens, mm-hmm. That costs more.
Well, I bet it does.
than getting them spayed or neutered.
I remember my neighbor really desperately trying to get rid of those 12 puppies, and it was not easy because there's a lot of dog food involved. There's a lot of space that is needed to take care of the pets, and not everybody has the resources to do that. So really getting them spayed and neutered is the thing that is going to keep everybody sane when it comes to Your Best Friends. And the Best Friends of Pets is the name of your organization, which makes it very easy for people to remember.
We are having our Tales on the Trail 5K run and 1 mile walk on June 11th at Wheeler Park. And so registration is open for that. Obviously, to be able to subsidize the cost that we pay for our spays and neuters, we have to do fundraising. We rely on donations from individuals and businesses so that we can continue our spay-neuter program. And so people can go to our website, bestfriendsofpets.org, and find the link to register for our run. And we hope that if they have dogs, they can bring their dogs out.
And dogs do love to run, so that gives them a little bit of extra incentive for the second annual Tales on the Trails fundraiser, 5K and 1 mile walk at Wheeler Park, which is coming up what date again?
June 11th.
June 11th. Okay, we'll send everybody to your website so they can sign up and get ready to help out this awesome cause.
We appreciate that.
Once again, Kim Schlittler from Best Friends of Pets, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Morning Magazine.
Well, thank you for having me.